This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a leading spokesperson in many of our country's ongoing national debates and has become a clear voice for those who are seeking a return to traditional conservative values. And now, here's Phyllis Schlafly.
Back in 1968, Paul Ehrlich predicted that the world would soon run out of food, oil, and water because people were having too many babies. He turned out to be spectacularly wrong on all counts, but political liberals still make doomsday predictions about overpopulation. Author Jonathan Last has a very different message. He says, if America wants to continue to lead the world, we need more babies. His new book is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster. Author Jonathan Last says the country needs a fertility rate of 2.1 in order to maintain its current population. The U.S. fertility rate is lower. It now stands at only 1.9. Why has the American birth rate fallen so low? It's the result of many cultural forces, including the pill, college, more women in the workforce, delayed marriage, delayed childbirth, and higher divorce rates. Even Social Security and Medicare are factors. First, couples no longer rely on children to care for them in their old age, so they aren't as motivated to go to the trouble of raising them. Second, even those who want more children find it increasingly difficult to afford them. If current trends continue, by 2050, all of America will look like Florida, a state known as God's waiting room because of its disproportionate elderly population. The implications of all this are disconcerting. An aging population combined with low birth rates equals a contracting labor force, and a dwindling tax base coupled with massive increases in government payouts. By 2034, there will be only two workers to support each retiree's Social Security. This new book by Jonathan Last is called What to Expect When No One's Expecting America's Coming Demographic Disaster.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Whether the topic is health care, education, election reform, taxes, or protection of the family, your local state legislators need to hear from you. At eagleforum.org, join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, and you'll better understand the hot issues in your state. That's at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show continues. Steve Starr sitting in here. I'm going to take the last hour with Rex. We're going to get back into talking about Bitcoins. And by the way, we forgot to mention this. If you're interested in contacting Rex Brocky about Bitcoins, his website is www.bcbitcoins.com. bcbitcoins.com. And I'll get back with you, Rex, in just a couple minutes. I just want to take a little time here to put out some shameless plugs and for both Rex and Bob. Bob's kind of tired. You know, he's got his baby and he's taking some things at home to kind of recover a little bit and get back into it for a whole nother week. He's doing this show primarily as a labor of love. He's enriching you tremendously. If you're listening to our guest tonight and you're paying attention, I think what I'm listening to and hearing is a tremendous opportunity, friends, that could turn out to be very, very, very profitable and helpful, and something that you can hang on to and not lose, as people are losing all kinds of money and jobs and everything in this terrible, terrible situation of economic disaster. Wall Street sets a new high, but the unemployment records and rates and the people on food stamps and things like that, it doesn't look good. Anyhow, the bottom line is you know, I did the show Wednesday night, and I meant to get around to this, and I want to ask you, if you can, please help Bob a little bit. I think he's gone to bed. He's probably not listening, but I'm going to put a shameless plug in for him. Visit his website at bobtuscan.com. Make a donation. And this is the thing, friends. Just make $2. If you only got $2 or something like that, it's always nice. I used to have a website where I was selling my my AIDS video, and I sold a download. And I'd get them from Japan and from Turkey. And people would buy a download from me for like $1.99. And I had people buying the disc as well, which is great, you know. But I was just as happy to hear from somebody, you know, who was just donating a buck or two. And they were out there listening. It was just nice to know that somebody appreciated that. So if you can help Bob a little bit financially, that would be great, because what he's doing with his time is bringing people like Rex Brocky on, who can tell you how you can do very well with this opportunity. I'm listening very attentively because I remember when gold and silver started up, and I got into it at a good time. A lot of people, you know, got into it kind of late, and they still made a little money. And right now, gold and silver are being manipulated downward. Rex knows all about that. We can talk about that. We probably will. But the point I'm simply making is go to bobtuscan.com. Help Bob a little bit financially. Keep this show going. We really want to hold this time slot down. It's very important. We're all across North America in prime time here, friends, and we're reaching you the best we can with the best information we possibly can here on RBN. Thanks to all of you listeners. Thanks to all of our affiliates. thanks to everybody. And we'll get back into the topic with Rex on Bitcoins. Again, his website, bcbitcoins.com. And that's BC for British Columbia, I presume. But Rex, where were we? What were we talking about before the break here?
Well, the we'd gone over the brain wall, the fact that it only exists in your own mind. Where we were going to go was Litecoins. The question was asked by Bob before he toddled off to bed, and it's a good question. The point is that the Bitcoin software, the program, is all open source. Anybody can review the code. Anyone can go look at it and take a look at it. And there are some excellent explanatory videos on my website, by the way, if you want to just scroll down in the text and what's a Bitcoin? Go here. And, you know, where can I spend Bitcoins? Go here, et cetera. And it's all linked up for you. But the point is that since the code is open source and is available to anybody, many other people have brought out their own ideas. There's one which, unfortunately, I can't remember the name of, darn it, but I can look it up, and I'm sure we can stick it in the chat box after the show. There was, ironically, an Austrian, although not a member of the Austrian School of Economics, who had a theory that forcing people to spend money was a good idea. So they used the Bitcoin software, and they've come up with, I believe it's called Freycoin, although I'm not sure. I'd have to look up the actual name. But the point is that if those coins sit in your wallet for more than a certain amount of time, more than a certain amount of months, they start disappearing. So you have to spend them regularly at a decent pace, and that, you know, certainly turns any economy over. So there's a whole community of people that are testing that theory to see how that works. I have not gotten into that particular alternate currency, but there are many others as well. In fact, there's one that is called Crypto Knight, Knight spelled with a K, and that one has set it up deliberately so that not only does no one know the addresses of the blockchain, the addresses rotate so nobody can trace it anyway. It's even more untraceable than Bitcoin, so that we'll have to see how that plays out. But one of the ones that's been around for several years now and is fairly well established is called Litecoin. And Litecoin is basically, when it was intended to be, silver to Bitcoin's gold. There will be at least five times as many Litecoins as Bitcoins in the 100 million range instead of the 21 million Bitcoins that there will ever be. Litecoin also has a faster turnover rate, so there are faster, it's quicker to confirm a transaction. Plus, they went in and also elevated the security with the script algorithm as opposed to the SHA-256 algorithm that Bitcoin uses. So it's even more secure. And the thought is that if Bitcoin takes over the entire carrying trade of the world, if it becomes the unit of account instead of the U.S. dollar, the prices will have to rise so that $1 million U.S. will buy one Bitcoin. Which is not a problem because the Bitcoin can be subdivided down to 8 decimal places. So interestingly enough, if it did go to $1 million of Bitcoin, the 8th decimal place, you know, 0.0000001 Bitcoins, the smallest unit you can currently have, would be worth exactly one U.S. penny. So you could still make exact change in a Bitcoin for U.S. money.
Interesting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, Litecoin is designed to, if that were true, if Bitcoin took over the world's carrying trade, then you would still have Litecoin probably worth about a hundredth of what a Bitcoin is, which is pretty close at the moment. Litecoins are $4.31 at this instant, and Bitcoins are flirting with $400, so that's pretty close. Litecoins would be around, you know, so you could still have something to easily buy a soda with, you know, not wanting to mess with your Bitcoin holdings, which would probably be most of your wealth.
Wow, that's amazing. So now you can buy Bitcoins in increments, though, is what you're saying, too. I mean, you don't have to buy the whole coin, right? You can buy portions of a Bitcoin?
Oh, sure. That's the whole, you know, in order to be useful as money, a commodity has to be easily divisible. I mean, that's why precious metal coins were as useful as they were, because they could be divided. The Spanish silver dollar the finest money in the world in the 1700s, which is why our founding fathers copied it for the U.S. dollar, 1 ounce of pure silver. That was a soft enough coin, you could break it in half. In fact, you could break it in 8 pieces, and that's where the old expression pieces of eight, and 2 of those pieces of 8 was a quarter of a dollar, and that's why that 2 bits means 25 cents. I bet you didn't know that. That's where the source of it is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, shaving a haircut, 6 bits, that was 75 cents. Well, once it was 2 bits for 25 cents was a haircut, but I realized nobody would. People with long white hair are longer than mine will remember that interesting fact.
Yeah.
But anyway, the point is that money has to be easily divisible, it has to be portable, and it has to be worth a lot in a small amount so that you can carry a lot of it without...
Okay, come over on a break, buddy. Yeah, we'll be right back with Rex Brocky.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Hey, we are back. on the Bob Tuscan Show. This is Steve Starr sitting in for Bob on the last hour with Rex Brocky. Rex and I and Bob, we go back, don't we, Rex? We go back to the old days of the first part of this revolution kind of thing when we were working in, with trying to get the country straightened out back on the Constitutional Republic. And you were there, and you had your show Rants and Raves with Rex, and I used to kind of do a program right before you, but we've been friends for quite a while now. And
oh, yes.
Good to have you.
Time.
Good to have you back and hear you on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was 2007 at least when some nice person talked me into doing that. Of course, I have to confess, you know, the incredible sins of my past. I used to do it for the
for
Main
the money.
Street media.
Yeah. We both did.
The money.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, we both did.
Right.
You did the evening news in Denver, and I did I did Stringer. I worked for, good God, I worked for CBS, AP, UPI, CBC Montreal, NBC, and ABC for a short time. And I worked in it for years. It just, I got, and I could really kick myself because I discovered just how thorough the control was. I got fired from one of those jobs for having the effrontery to tell the truth during a news story.
Yeah.
They had, and by the way, it might interest you to know, I finally found out who got me fired.
Really?
It was the assistant that worked for Mayor Kevin White of Boston in 1970, God, it must have been 71 or 72, and what had happened was we came on the air and there was a news story in front of me, and the news story said that the mayor had never supported a certain political position. Well, I happened to know that that was BS. We had just carried a story a few months before about how he had formerly supported this position. I have no memory of what the position was. So I thought the script department had screwed up, and I fixed it on the air. I said, although formerly supporting this position, Mayor White now says that, you know, blah, 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 and I read the rest of the story to stock. And a five-minute newscast, and at the end of the newscast, the station manager, Jack, was there tapping on the window, and I walked out, and I'm fired.
Wow.
That quick. They didn't even keep me. They didn't even keep me for the half-hour cast. They had to get some other announcer. And I found out that the guy who complained was the chief assistant staffer to Mayor Kevin White, and guess who that was?
Mm-hmm.
Barney Frank.
Really? Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I didn't know it for years, but I checked, and yep, that was him. So,
Barney Frank.
Mr. Frank and I have a history, although I wouldn't have known him from Adam's Off Ox if I'd run into him in the street.
Yeah. Well, he's certainly been a criminal ever since then, in my opinion. But, hey, you know, getting back to Bitcoins, we were explaining to a lot of our listeners, we may take some calls if some folks want have some questions, and I do. I have a lot of questions. But what is so neat about these elements of transaction is that they are so private, they're so accessible, they're so divisible, as you pointed out. They are growing as a sound currency. They're not losing value. They're gaining value. Your dollar's losing value, friends, because they're printing up more that has nothing recollective of what you might call a real true commodity index to hold it to a value. And the Bitcoins are limited in their numbers. You said 21 million, that was the maximum they're going to have, Rex? And that's
Yeah, 21 million is the max they were ever going to be. At the moment, there are 11 million, and we won't get to that $21 million level until the year 2140 AD. So that's a long time.
Now, you talked about mining Bitcoins, and I mean, there's two ways, I guess, you can get these Bitcoins. You can either buy them or you can mine them. Is that correct? Am I right then?
You can buy them. You can sell things for Bitcoins. There are marketing slots all over the world. Remember, Google knows everything. Go into Google, put buy for Bitcoins, and they'll take you to dozens of sites where people are selling things, usually electronic things, but not always just electronics. For Bitcoins. So, I mean, for example, the book that my wife and I have written is out and available for Bitcoins for download. Of course, it's also available on Amazon, but we'll get to that later. Anyway, or you can buy them for money, or you can mine them. Now, mining them is, okay, thumbnail sketch. When Bitcoins first came out in late 2009, anybody could mine, and you could mine just with the CPU in your computer. That was all the original mining that was done. The very first wallet that came out, and in fact, all the wallets up through like version 5, which was like 3 or 4 years later, had a miner built right into them that would use the CPU of your computer. There was, when you opened the wallet, there was a little button in there that said generate coins. And as soon as you pushed that button, you were mining. Now, what mining is this. Every time there's a Bitcoin transaction of any kind, whoever is sending the Bitcoins, whatever wallet is sending them, like if it's you buying coffee at a coffee shop, which happens all over Europe, by the way, there are actually television commercials running in Europe that, forgive me, American audiences, your sensibilities, but I'm quoting, the commercial literally says, screw the banks, screw the government, use Bitcoins, you know, no taxes, no nothing. And if you walk in with the app on your smartphone, your wallet on your smartphone, which works perfectly well, into a coffee shop and you send 0.01 Bitcoins, which is about, I guess that's what?
$3 or something.
$3 now.
Yeah.
You send 0.01 Bitcoins to the shop. You have sent it. Now, what happens is that your Bitcoin wallet on your phone has just broadcast that transaction. It has said, I have sent 0.01 Bitcoins of, you know, address number, blah, 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 blah. It's a 256-digit hexadecimal number. So you don't expect me to be able to, you know, just supply one, huh? Anyway, I have sent 0.01 Bitcoins associated with this address to this other address. Now, every single bit of the Bitcoin network gets that broadcast. I won't say every single one always gets it, but a lot of them do. And you can see them pop up on your software. You'll see seen by one peer, seen by two peers, seen by three peers, seen by four peers. That's all the local other Bitcoin nodes that have seen your transaction and acknowledged it. Now, what happens is when you're mining, what you do is you assemble a candidate block with all of the transactions that have been broadcast in it. You're receiving all those broadcast transactions, and you stick them all in a block, or, of course, your software and hardware does this for you. You don't have to sit there and do this. And it sticks them in the block, and then you try to solve a very difficult mathematical question that the answer is actually impossible to completely solve. It's like if you know that there is some huge number that when multiplied by an unknown factor gives this answer. Now, you can't possibly know what those two, I mean, it would take an infinity of time to be able to actually solve that, but the way they set it with the difficulty is it's the first one who guesses enough of the right number for the system to call it a win, and so all the miners are working, churning away, and they are processing all of these transactions and storing them in their candidate blocks. If one of them solves the problem, and about every 6 minutes a new block is generated, and this problem is there to solve, the first one that solves the problem gets that block. They add it to the blockchain, and they get the 25 bitcoins at the current time that are generated with that block. And we've got a queue out, so we'll come back.
Yeah, we do. All right, the Bob Tuscan Show continues. Rex Brocky will be back. Hang in there, friends.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now. Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Welcome back, everybody. The Bob Tuscan Show continues with Rex Brocky. This is Steve Starr sitting in with you guys. And, you know, been a long week. But, man, I'll tell you, this is really interesting stuff, Rex. We've been talking about bitcoins. You can visit Rex's website at bcbitcoins.com. I meant to get that information out in the first hour, but this is where you're going to learn a lot. Rex knows a lot about this. And this, my friends, is I think it's a very good opportunity to learn and to get involved in something. I mean, there's going to be some downsides to this. Maybe Rex can explain some of those as well. I mean, you know, the thing is, if something is working very well, there's always somebody who finds a way to mess it up, right? And I don't know how that could happen. Maybe it won't, but there's not likely they're going to get around this whole plan very easily because of the way it's so well designed. But let's just kind of pick it up. Where were we, Rex? We were talking about Bitcoin mining and the possibilities of obtaining Bitcoins and how to work with this kind of vehicle of transaction.
Yep. Okay, well, what the exact point we'd gotten to before the break was, and by the way, folks, the problem is that Steve and I are very interested in this subject, so we keep talking during the break, and we don't know whether to jump back. We sometimes forget exactly where we'd gotten, but in this particular case, I remembered it. We had just, you've got a candidate block, and your hardware has solved the mathematical problem. So you get awarded that next block, and you get the 25 bitcoins that go with that block, or actually about 27, as I explained, because the fees are included as well. Now, six of those blocks are generated every hour on average. Now, each time that another block is added to the blockchain, this is a rough approximation. It's not exactly, this is not exactly a one-to-one correspondence, but it's very close, and it's good enough for the sake of the argument. Each time another block is added, that's called a confirmation, meaning that that transaction has been recorded in the blockchain and all the Bitcoin nodes have agreed that that transaction is legitimate. Now, in theory, this is called in accounting the double spend problem. If somebody has $1 million in a bank account, how do you prevent someone from double spending the money? And if you think it's not a problem, I will direct your attention to a crime that occurred in Los Angeles at about the time that I was a policeman there. A businessman from West Germany, or at least that's what he claimed, we'll never know because he got away with it, walked into the biggest Bank of America office in downtown Los Angeles about 6 months prior, and he deposited, if I remember correctly, he deposited about $600,000, which, back in the 70s was a lot of money. And he spent the next 6 months enthusiastically wiring off $100,000 to Japan, and then he'd get like $105,000 back from Hong Kong, and then he'd have money coming in from London and then going out to Berlin and all this stuff. And he used a lot of the services of the bank, and he had both himself familiar to the banking personnel and, more importantly, his secretaries. He employed five secretaries, and they were in the bank sometimes almost every day. And everyone, oh, that's Mr. Gishinden's, secretary. She's cool. She's worked. Well, then one day, about 6 months in, he calls the bank, and he says, look, I've got, and what I should mention for background here, what nobody at the bank ever realized was that all of that money that was going out overseas and coming back was all the same money going around in circles. He was just, he had his $600,000. He was just, and he'd spent a little bit of it, so it was now down to like $580,000. It was all the same money. He didn't actually have any business, but they didn't know that. They're just sending off money internationally and getting it back. And anyway, at the end of the 6 months, he calls the bank and he says, now listen, I have some very important business people here, also from West Germany, and I need to impress them. If I impress them, I will get one hell of a contract, and I will do 10 times the business that I've done in the last 6 months.
Uh-oh.
And
yeah,
it's very, very important to me to impress them. And the way that I need to impress them is to be able to show them that I can get $500,000 cash out of your bank on a Saturday. And at that time, the Bank of America in Los Angeles was open like 9 to noon on Saturdays. It was a fairly new thing. And I need to make absolutely certain that you have at least that $500,000. And more to the point, he called and ordered several times so that there would be considerably more than $500,000 available. But he did not, the other was not connected to him. It just, he knew right. There'd be at least several $1 million available in the bank that day. And he said, just my secretary, I'm going to pull up outside in a limousine. My secretary will come in, go to a teller, and with a personal check from me, cash it and give her the money and have her, walk back out to the limousine. I've got guards. Don't worry about that end of it. That will impress these guys and I'll get this contract. So at just before closing, with the big rush in the bank just before closing, all five of his secretaries exited that limousine, entered the Bank of America branch, and cashed their $500,000 checks that each one of them was holding.
Oh.
And of course, there was no time to electronically update all the tellers had been warned, one of his secretaries is coming in with a $500,000 check, give it to them.
Yeah.
And so give it to her. And they didn't realize that all five of them would be coming in, so he walked out with $2.5 million as opposed to the, you know, $600,000 he had originally deposited. And he got away with it clean. They didn't even catch it until, I think, the next Monday. And by that time, he was long, long gone. Okay, that, folks, is a particularly dramatic example of what is called the double spend problem. Now, of course, he did it with a five-time spend, but it's the same thing in principle. Whenever you have any asset that's not actual physical assets, it works in property, too. You know, and people have done this. People have gotten away with this. They've set up escrows in four different cities selling a house, and nobody knows it's the same house. So the guy walks off with, you know, four checks for the price of the house, or gets them cashed, and, you know, the next day when they all show up at the registry down at the state capitol to register title, you got four different people registering title of the same house. Right. And it just, you know, I mean, that used to happen too. Now, that one has been largely solved, although not completely, as a former real estate broker, I assure you. But that's the kind of thing you're talking about with the double spend problem. Now, Bitcoin has, I can't say absolutely solved it, because there's always the possibility of a bright 8-year-old out there somewhere that'll eventually find some way around it. But, I mean, bright 8-year-old, you don't want to deal with bright 8-year-old. You know, there's nothing that can stop a bright 8-year-old if they get it under their, you know, in their craw to do something. Fortunately, international finance is so esoteric that not very many 8-year-olds pay any attention, so we're probably safe for a long time. Anyway, however, Bitcoin has an extremely sophisticated mechanism in place to prevent double spending. Every time that, whenever there's a transaction, the only way you'd be able to get away with it is if you could somehow contrive to have two wallets that somehow both have the same address. And if you could hit send on both of them at the same instant, that both would be trying to spend the Bitcoins that were with a certain address, and if it was the same address. But the problem is that unless you control the block, meaning unless you've mined that block, and you somehow have those two fraudulent transactions embedded in that block that you temporarily control. And remember, you may have found that block, but it's not officially yours until you forward it to the network to be added to the blockchain. So the only thing you could possibly do, this is the only weakness in the Bitcoin system, and if you can figure out a way to do this, you're smarter than anybody else that's ever tried, because no one has managed this yet. I hasten to say that. No one has ever successfully had Bitcoin at any kind. The mainstream media is always happy to undermine Bitcoin. So they have many times broadcast a story and say, Bitcoin was hacked. No, Bitcoin was not hacked. What had happened in all of those cases was that a certain website, a certain Bitcoin exchange that had online wallets that were sending and receiving Bitcoins for clients, the computers of that website were hacked, and somebody stole the Bitcoins that were in the wallets on those computers. That had nothing to do with
Bitcoin as a whole.
The security of Bitcoin itself. Yeah. You know, I mean, if somebody robs a bank, what, did somebody hack the U.S. dollar? No, they robbed that. They found a security weakness in that bank where that bank had stored their money. In fact, in one of the biggest thefts, I remember that it was eventually traced to an employee. They couldn't get in through the electronic security, so they subverted one of the employees. The old classic inside man joke, and we've got another break.
Yeah, come up. Rex Bakke will continue right after this break.
The Bob Justin Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another race.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to the Bob Tuscan Show. Steve Starr's filling in for Bob for this last 15 minutes here in the last part of the show. We've had a great guest, Rex Brocky. A good old friend of ours from the broadcasting days and the early part of this whole thing with the Patriot Truth Movement. Rex is, he's been following it for quite a while. I know him well. He's, a former, mainstream broadcaster, as you might have heard him say. He's also got a book out, and we got to mention your book before we get back into this real quick, Rex, because if we don't, we'll forget. Why don't you tell us about the book? I understand.
Another shameless self plug, but what okay. It really is it's a paranormal romance is the modern name for this genre, the genre that the Twilight books were in. Yeah. But the point is, it's actually slow poison. Because what it is my wife and I jammed it full of every bit of libertarian philosophy and freedom philosophy that we could manage. Because we figure if we're going to get something that a lot of young adults read, well, you might as well, you know, propaganda it the right way. So
yeah, right.
All the characters talk about how dishonest the government is and how the, you know, the... No, it was everything we could jam in without ruining the story. So it's still a decent story,
okay.
But you know, the more mainstream kids that read it, the more they'll be receptive to you know, Ron Paul and the message of freedom, and hopefully a lot of them will say, "Hey, you mean he was serious? Yeah, yes, I'm serious. Read the bloody thing." Of course, I don't breathe a word of this to Amazon.com or any of the places I'm selling the book. I just say, well, it's a paranormal romance. You know how hot that is these days. Boy, am I a devious character or what?
How can we get it?
Well, if you go on Amazon, you can't use... The title is Vampire Dreams, but if you put that in, there are 15 other books with that title, although I was the first one. So what you do is put in my name or my wife's name, Rex Brocky or Barbara Brocky, R-E-X space B-R-O-C-K-I, the word rock with a B on the front and an I on the end. And that will pop up all three editions of the book. There's an American edition, a Canadian edition, and a British International edition, all with the different, you know, spellings and grammar and all this BS. So with that, you can get it actually for free if you have a Kindle, or you don't even need a Kindle, the Amazon's, you know, e-reader thing. They'll put a Kindle emulator right on your computer, your laptop or your desktop, even I think on your smartphone. And you can borrow it, for free for 30 days, or you can actually borrow it. I think you need an Amazon Prime membership to get it for free, but, the Amazon Prime membership is free for 30 days. And if you borrow it, you can keep it on your Kindle as long as you want to. You just can't borrow another book until you, quote, return that one. And the neat thing is that even if you borrow it for free that way, it doesn't cost you anything, but I still get 25 cents. So that way you can support the Liberty Movement without spending any money. You just download it for free, and I still get 2 bits, as we said earlier in the show.
Well, that's good. You know, I'd like to get your word out there. You're a great writer. Rex is he's got a handle on grammar, friends, like a lot of people don't. And so I encourage you to go to that site. Go to look for Vampire Dreams by Rex Brocky, B-R-O-C-K-I, Vampire Dreams, Rex Brocky. If you like those kinds of stories, that's going to be good. Now, getting back to Bitcoins, Rex's site is bcbitcoins.com. And Rex, okay, let's talk a little bit about getting one of these wallets. How do you get started? We talked about, you mentioned this one Bitcoin wallet, Multibit. And tell us about that a little bit more.
Okay. And I should mention, in this case, I am not just shamelessly self-plugging, because the links for these things would be a string of alphabet soup that I could not possibly, you know, burden the listeners with writing down. But if you go to my site, and not, you don't have to use anything on my site, but just down about 5 lines, it has a line of questions that says, what's a Bitcoin? Go here. Where can I get Bitcoins? Go here. Or where can I spend Bitcoins? Go here. Where can I earn Bitcoins? Go here. Click on those links, and they will take you to some excellent videos made by Bitcoin co-ops all over the world that will explain just what a Bitcoin is. And there's another link that will take you to where you can download your first wallet. I'll get back to that in a second. And then the third link is, where can you earn Bitcoins? There are people on the web who will pay you in Bitcoins to do various things. Some of them, there are even sites that will give you Bitcoins for free, for nothing, because there are Bitcoin enthusiasts who want to spread Bitcoins around. And the point is, there is nothing to catch your interest like being an owner. Well, you know, as soon as you've got a few Bitcoins of your own, you're always going to be checking the price and all, you know, you're going to get up on Bitcoin things, you know, even if you only own $5 worth. Well, there are sites that will give you $5 worth just for going in, and you don't even have to register. Just give them a Bitcoin address. Now, back to the wallets. How do you get a Bitcoin address? Well, the original Bitcoin client, the Bitcoin QT, as it's called, has a problem for the average computer user. The Bitcoin client, remember I said every Bitcoin node, every Bitcoin wallet, et cetera, has the whole blockchain? Well,
right. That
means it's got to download everything back to 2009, and that blockchain of all those transactions is now up to the point where it's in four blocks of 10 gigabytes each. So that's going to, you know, put a real drain on your hard drive, not to mention it can take 3 days to download. So what I would recommend for a beginner is the wallet called Multibit. And as I said, one of the links on my page, you know, where can I, you know, spend bitcoins, you know, that link will take you there to a page where you can download several wallets. There's Armory, there's Multibit, there's Electrum, there's the standard Bitcoin client. I would recommend you use Multibit. No, I don't get anything from Multibit. It's free. I can't get anything because it's given away free. All the wallets are free. It's all open source.
Excellent.
And Multibit only downloads the last 6 months of the blockchain. It assumes that everything older than 6 months is automatically valid, so that doesn't overload computer. It's the best wallet for a beginner. It's very easy. It's very intuitive. As I said earlier in the broadcast, if you've ever used online banking software, this is even easier than most online banking software. It just says, send bitcoins, receive bitcoins. You know, if you want to receive bitcoins, you hit the Receive Bitcoins tab, and it generates an address for you. You take that address, it'll generate both the address itself and a matching QR code. You can lean over with your smartphone or have somebody else lean over with their smartphone. I've done this. We're running my Bitcoin exchange. I have my computer sitting out in the front with the window there. I'm in the ground floor apartment. I have had customers walk up and lean in with their smartphone and photograph the QR code off my screen on that Multibit wallet and send Bitcoins by that method. It works like a charm. We're really pushing up QR codes in the public consciousness with this. But that's all it takes. The Multibit wallet is the best one for a beginner. Take those addresses, go around the internet, get yourself some bitcoins. As I said, you can get like $5 worth for nothing. Plus there are websites that'll pay you to solve CAPTCHA codes. You gotta sit there and solve, you know, several hundred of them, and they'll give you, you know, 0.01 bitcoins. I did that for 2 weeks last year, and I earned $150 in little bits of bitcoins. And it's sobering to realize that those bitcoins, had I sold them right now, would have gotten me about $500. So if I just hung on to them, I would have been paid $500 for 2 weeks' work instead of $150.
Great.
But you can get bitcoins. It's easy to do.
Excellent. Well, you know, I really appreciate you coming on and spending so much time here with our listeners here, Rex. You can tell, friends, that Rex is getting over the flu. He's a broadcaster. You know, he's going to keep talking if he can. And, of course, you know, he's probably, I think we're just about worn out, man. I really do appreciate you coming on. But I'm going to give you one more plug, because I'm going to be going there to bcbitcoins.com. Rex has got the information you need. This will help you get started. I'm going to be looking into this very quickly. I'm going to be trying to go out and get some of these free bitcoins. I'm going to be looking into mining. It's going to be a ways before I'm ready to go with this. I've got a big terabyte hard drive here, but I plan to get on that Multibit to get the smaller one. Anyhow, the Bob Tuscan Show. Rex Brocky has been our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next Monday night. Tune in again. Thank you for joining us, and good night, and have a great weekend all.
We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town. Them crazy. Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.